Center. Today's News at Noon is sponsored by E.T. Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 82 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Following his arrest last night in New York City, federal prosecutors unsealed charges against Sean Diddy Combs, including racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage in prostitution. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams alleging that Combs and others coerced women and men with threats and drugs in alleged crimes dating back to 2008.
As alleged, when Combs didn't get his way, he was violent, and he subjected victims to physical, emotional, and verbal abuse so that they would participate in the freak-offs.
Combs' attorneys say he is innocent. In Lebanon, a series of explosions involving pager devices across the country, the suspected coordinated attack killing at least 8 and injuring more than 2,700 others. Americans shelled out more at stores last month. Retail sales ticked up 0.1% from July to August. It comes as the Federal Reserve is weighing an interest rate cut as early as tomorrow. This is ABC News. A 5.1 earthquake jolted Texas last night. It struck near Ackerley, Texas, and was felt in Austin and Dallas. No damage or injuries reported. Houthi rebels in Yemen claiming to have shot down another expensive U.S.-made drone.
The MQ-9 Reaper on fire and coming down. Amid the wreckage strewn on the ground, this man on the scene says it appears to have been carrying 8 missiles. A Houthi spokesman says it was the third one down by the group in a week, though the other two claims did not include similar video or other evidence. The U.S. military has not acknowledged losing any of its drone aircraft. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Apple's new sleep apnea detection feature now has FDA approval. That feature is designed for the Apple Watch. It tracks breathing disturbances during sleep and alerts users of possible apnea. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, ET Foods, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 82 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny skies with well above normal temperatures, a high of 85. Tonight, mostly clear skies, good viewing of the harvest full supermoon with partial lunar eclipse, a low of 56. And tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and balmy with a high of 84. Currently in Richland Center, it is a sunny 82 degrees.
Helping you build a better.
Savers. Treasurer's Sweepstakes is a prize-linked savings account at WCCU Credit Union that lets you earn entries into drawings for cash prizes just by making deposits into a qualified savings account. It's that simple. The best part is there's no risk of losing your savings. It's a win-win. Prize drawings are held monthly, quarterly, and annually. So the more you save, the more chances you have to win. For more details or to open your Saver Sweepstakes account online, just visit us at wccu.coop. Not only will you save money, but unlike any other account, you'll have chances to win some too. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer. The warm weather won't last forever, and neither will these special offers at Simpson's Tractor. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop. You can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you are and when your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center through September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts may vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 82 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Many are wondering about letters received from Richland County about a data security incident. County officials released a statement to WRCO last night. First and foremost, Richland County is committed to protecting the privacy and security of personal information and continues to take significant measures to protect that information. On or about October 4th, 2023, Richland County detected unauthorized access to its network as a result of a sophisticated cybersecurity incident initially described as a network disruption. Upon learning of the issue, officials secured the network environment, alerted law enforcement, and commenced an immediate and thorough investigation. As part of the investigation, Richland County engaged leading third-party cybersecurity professionals experienced in handling these types of incidents. The investigation aimed to determine the extent of the activity and whether individual personal and protected health information, if any, may have been accessed or acquired by an unauthorized party. As such, Richland County engaged a third party to conduct a programmatic and manual review of the potentially impacted files with the goal of identifying individuals, their contact information, and the types of impacted personal and/or protected health information. Following this month's long review, Richland County thoroughly worked to validate the data and obtain addresses for all individuals who may have been affected by the incident. With guidance from third-party cybersecurity professionals, Richland County ensured that the investigation and data review was comprehensive and thorough to identify those affected by the incident and determine the scope of the impacted information. After an extensive forensic investigation and manual document review on August 1, 2024, it was discovered that certain impacted files containing personal information may have been accessed and/or acquired by an unauthorized individual between September 28, 2023 and October 26, 2023. Furthermore, Richland County ran all identified names through the National Change of Address database to ensure that the addresses identified were the most recent Richland County then provided written notification of this incident via U.S. mail to those whose contact information was on file and whose information was determined to be impacted. There is no evidence that any personal information has been or will be misused for identity theft as a direct result of this incident. However, out of abundance of caution, notified individuals have been provided with best practices to protect their information, and individuals whose social security numbers were potentially impacted have been offered complimentary credit monitoring. Richland County understands the importance of safeguarding individual personal information. Richland County remains fully committed to maintaining the privacy of personal information in its possession, and upon learning of the event, Richland County took immediate action to protect the individual personal and protected health information it maintains and devoted considerable time and effort to determine what information was potentially impacted as a result of this incident. Richland County continually evaluates and modifies its practices to enhance the security and privacy of personal information and are taking measures to augment its existing cybersecurity. If you have any further questions regarding this incident, call the dedicated and confidential toll-free response line that has been set up to respond to questions at 833-215-3616. This response line is staffed with professionals familiar with this incident and knowledgeable on what you can do to protect against misuse of your information. The response line is available Monday through Friday from 8 to 8. The number again is 1-833-215-3616. The Richland County Board of Supervisors will meet tonight at 7 in the County Boardroom at the County Courthouse. Please note there is no public comment on the agenda. Robert Kennedy Jr. will remain on the November ballot in Wisconsin. A Dane County judge Monday denied a request from RFK Jr.'s campaign to remove his name from the ballot now that he has dropped out and endorsed Donald Trump. Judge Stephen Elke ruled that the Wisconsin Elections Commission correctly applied state law in denying that request earlier this month. Elke says Kennedy's claims that he will be harmed if he remains on the ballot don't hold up, since he properly got himself into the election in the first place and is attempting to remove himself from elections in battleground states instead of all states. A number of municipalities have already printed ballots and have sent them out for early and absentee voting. Kennedy's attorney said immediately after the hearing that he planned to appeal Elke's ruling. Enrollment at the universities of Wisconsin this fall increased by more than 1,000 students overall. That includes higher enrollments at 8 system universities, according to preliminary estimates based on first-day student counts. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman said the increase comes despite severe challenges caused by the disruptive rollout of a new free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, financial aid form, and a lack of funding for the Wisconsin Tuition Promise. Rothman said closure of several branch campuses also likely had an impact. Enrollment is up by 1,058 students, with official counts to be released later this fall based on the 10th day of enrollment. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited the University of Wisconsin-Superior Monday. Governor Evers used the visit to welcome students back to the campus and promote his plans to increase funding for state colleges and universities. His plan is to increase funding by $850 million in his two-year budget. The proposed increase was made in response to the closure of a number of branch campuses, layoffs, and funding shifts. State Republicans are expected to fight the increase as they have in the past. Efforts to expand the federal child tax credit have stalled in the U.S. Senate. Lauren Relaford of the Children's Defense Fund says it could have lifted 400,000 children out of poverty nationwide.
At this point, childhood poverty is a policy choice. The folks that have the power to do it know and have seen the evidence, and they haven't done it. Children see their parents being stressed, and they take that on, too. And so why are we allowing these children to grow up in spaces and places without the necessary resources they need?
According to the Annie E. Casey Foundation's latest kids count, 13% of children in Wisconsin live in poverty. The CDC says Wisconsin is showing high levels of COVID-19 viral activity in wastewater as COVID hospitalizations and cases are increasing. The Wisconsin DHS encourages residents to get vaccinated for COVID-19, the flu, and RSV. The DHS says respiratory viruses, these may cause mild sickness for some, but be dangerous, even deadly for older adults, infants, and those with underlying health risk. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin announced that the Department of Veterans Affairs has awarded more than $4.2 million in retroactive benefits for over 100 veterans who were misdiagnosed at a Wisconsin VA medical center and subsequently denied compensation and benefits. Senator Baldwin pushed the VA to re-examine veterans who were misdiagnosed for neurological conditions by a particular doctor at the Tomah VA Medical Center and to provide those impacted new exams and benefits. Of the 941 veterans who received exams from Dr. Mary Jo Lanska, Senator Baldwin announced that the VA has identified 649 veterans who may have been negatively impacted by the exams. The remaining 292 veterans either had their original claims appropriately approved from the earliest possible effective date, or their exam did not factor into their final disability benefits decision, so no additional exam is required. Of those 649, 151 equitable relief claims have been filed and 101 have been granted, yielding $4.27 million in retroactive benefits paid. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters and the public to help prevent the spread of chronic wasting disease and other illnesses between deer by following all baiting and feeding bans and refraining from baiting and feeding in areas where no bans are in effect. Baiting is the intentional placement of any material, including food, scented materials, salts, minerals, and grains, to attract wild animals for hunting purposes. Feeding is the deliberate placement of material used to feed or attract wild animals for non-hunting purposes, including recreational and supplemental feeding, except as allowed for birds and small mammals. Baiting and feeding encourage deer to congregate unnaturally around a specific location, creating an environment where infected deer can quickly spread diseases like CWD through direct contact with healthy deer or through indirect contact in the environment. Infected deer can also leave infectious CWD prions behind in their saliva, blood, feces, and urine, creating a risk to any healthy deer that may visit the site in the future. CWD can spread rapidly when these prions remain in an area where more deer are sure to congregate, such as a feed pile. To mitigate these risks and slow the spread of CWD, state law directs the DNR to impose baiting and feeding bans within any county with a confirmed CWD positive wild or captive deer, or any county within 10 miles of the location of the positive deer. Counties fall under a 3-year baiting and feeding ban when a wild or farm-raised deer tests positive for CWD in the county. If the CWD positive deer is found within 10 miles of a county line, the adjoining county will fall under a 2-year ban. If additional CWD cases are found during the lifetime of a baiting and feeding ban, the ban will reset for an additional 2 to 3 years. Therefore, the date when a baiting and feeding ban would be lifted on a given county may change due to new farm-raised and wild CWD positive detections. In counties where baiting and feeding bans are in effect, individuals may still feed birds and small mammals provided feeding devices are within 50 yards of a human dwelling and in a sufficient height or design to prevent access by deer. Find more information on baiting and feeding regulations and a map of counties with active bans on the DNR's baiting and feeding regulations webpage. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a motorcycle versus deer accident on U.S. Highway 18 near Berg Road. Iowa County Sheriff's deputies, Dodgeville EMS, Dodgeville Fire Department, and the Ridgeway Marshal all assisted at the scene. The sole occupant of the motorcycle was transported to a local hospital and from there was taken by MedFlight to a Madison hospital. Dozens of citations for underage drinking at a Madison bar were given. A check at the unnamed bar by the Madison Police Department earlier this month found more than 150 patrons under age 21. MPD says that number was over 50% of the bar's lawful capacity. Several of the underage patrons have been previously cited and will be receiving additional citations, which can range from $376 to $1,006. Purchasing a car online. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon. It's 83 degrees in Richland Center at 1220.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Kate Porter, Physician's Assistant in Orthopedics.
The most rewarding thing as a physician assistant is getting people back to the activities that they love to do. That is why I was drawn to the field of orthopedics, is there is usually a treatment that will improve the patient's condition to be able to return them to what they love to do. From active athletes all the way up to people that love to garden or play with their grandchildren.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 83 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:23. What comes to mind when you think about purchasing a car? For many, it's driving from dealer to dealer in search of the right vehicle. Then when you find the car you want, you must spend hours in an office haggling for the best price while trying to understand the financing and payment terms. Given the stress often involved in buying a car in person, many dealers are figuring out ways to simplify the process by moving it online. One main perk of purchasing a car online is that there is less emotion involved. It's easier to stay detached when chatting with someone remotely, and this could help you make a clear-headed purchase. Also, any discussion you have about pricing or financing generally comes through email, which means you have everything in writing and can thoroughly review the terms without a salesperson nearby. You can make this significant spending decision on your own time, even after regular business hours. If you are considering buying a car online, the Better Business Bureau recommends how to help you avoid getting scammed and get the best deal possible. Set a budget. You will also want to factor in the monthly expenses of owning a vehicle, including insurance payments, fuel, parking, and routine maintenance and repairs. A clearly defined budget will make choosing a car, negotiating with a dealer, and getting a loan much more straightforward. Do thorough research. Assess your personal needs first. This will help you narrow down the makes and models as you search for a vehicle that fits your needs. Once you have narrowed your search, compare models you are interested in, keeping a close eye on safety ratings, owner reviews, and warranties. Visit manufacturer websites to see detailed images of each car and research MPG statistics, interior options, cargo space, towing capacity, and more. The more time you spend on these initial steps, the more comfortable you will feel when purchasing. Shop for deal. These may include cashback deals, rebates, low-interest financing options, or incentives for recent graduates, military veterans, rideshare drivers, or first responders. In addition, many dealers are willing to make price cuts on previous year models or any model that did not sell as well as expected. Purchasing one of these surplus vehicles can mean extra incentives from the dealer. Pre-qualify for a loan. Pre-qualifying for a loan gives you a few advantages when approaching a dealer to make a purchase. First, you can set a reasonable price range that fits your budget. Second, when approaching a dealer with a pre-approved loan, you give them a price limit they must meet to make a safe saving you money. Of course, most car dealers offer their in-house financing for consumers, but you may get lower interest rates on loans from your bank or credit union, so it's important to compare. Search dealers for inventory. Now that you have a specific make and model in mind and a pre-approved loan, you're ready to start shopping. Take advantage of online showrooms to get a close look at the vehicle. Many online dealers feature dozens of photos from various angles so that you can inspect each car closely from the comfort of your home. Compare the offerings of multiple dealers and be sure you check each dealer's business ratings, reviews, and complaint history on BBB.org before you reach out to them. When you find a trustworthy dealer with a car you want, it is time to contact the sales manager. During your initial conversations, focus on what car you are interested in, whether they have it or can get it, and how much they will sell it for. Give the sales manager the general price range that fits your budget. If things go smoothly and you feel good about purchasing with this dealer, you can arrange a test drive with the sales manager or move forward toward making the purchase. If you are considering purchasing a certified pre-owned vehicle, now is the time to request a copy of the vehicle history report. You should always take a test drive before you sign the final paperwork. There is no substitute for seeing a car in person, looking under the hood, sitting in the driver's seat, and ensuring the engine runs smoothly. To do so, you may need to travel to the dealer's place of business. Some dealers offer the ability to test drive upon delivery, and if anything isn't as expected, you may cancel the sale. Take the route that works best for you, but never skip the test drive. Complete the sale at the dealer or upon delivery. If everything checks out, decide how you will complete the sale. It is still usually necessary to sign the final paperwork in person. If you would rather avoid visiting the dealership, ask about delivery. Some dealers will drop off the car at your home or business and allow you to sign upon delivery. There are many pros to buying a car online, but caution is also needed. Watch out for too-good-to-be-true deals. Be cautious about wiring funds or completing bank-to-bank transactions. See the car first. Don't give in to pressure. Don't trust a seller or buyer who says the transaction is guaranteed by eBay, PayPal, Craigslist, or another online marketplace. These sites explicitly explain they cannot guarantee that people using their services are legitimate. To learn more, see the Better Business Bureau tips on buying a car. It's National Voter Registration Day. Today is a great day to register to vote, update your voter registration, or learn more about the voting process. Check out myvote.wi.gov. September's full harvest moon will light up the clear sky tonight. The harvest moon is a full moon that occurs closest to the autumnal equinox, which this year is September 22nd, marking the first day of fall. It is also a supermoon, meaning it's slightly bigger and brighter than an average moon, adding to the sky-watching fun. There will also be a partial lunar eclipse taking place, where Earth's shadow falls on the moon. This will happen around 9:44 tonight, where the top 8% of the moon will become dark for a time. The next total lunar eclipse visible from the States will be on March 14th next year. It is a sunny 85 degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. 8-piece cut-up chicken, 85 cents a pound, with a special case price of 75 cents a pound. Golden Spice fully cooked chicken, tenders and breasts, $3.25 a pound. Smithfield pork shoulder butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Jimmy Dean loaded sausage bites, meat lovers, $3.50 a pound. Cedar Crest ice cream, 1.5 quart, $5.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Closed Mondays and holidays. We're not fancy, but we're friendly.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
It's 28 minutes before 1 o'clock, 85 degrees in Richland Center. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Joan Ann Kalinowskis, 74, of rural Casanova, died September 9th after a battle with lung cancer. A private memorial service will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family would appreciate donations to aid with medical expenses. Donations may be made through the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Joan Kalinowskis is survived by her husband of 47 years, John, 4 children, Dominic, Mark and Norma, Jeremiah, and Emily, 7 grandchildren, 3 sisters, May and John Weber, Sandra Lill, and Linda and Jeff Raj. Sisters-in-law, Linda Lill and Elizabeth and Edward Kremer, many nieces and nephews, Joan Ann Kalinowskis, 74, of rural Casanova. Rita Elaine Ewers, 91, of Platteville, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Mel B. Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Burial will be at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Mel B. Funeral Home and Crematory Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Rita Ewers is survived by her daughter-in-law, Rochelle Ewers, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, sister, Verna, George, and Oral Broadbent, brother, Forrest and Velvet Rice, sisters-in-law, Lola Smith and Phyllis France, and many nieces and nephews. Rita Elaine Ewers, 91, of Platteville. Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30, of Richland Center, died August 31st at UW Health University Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Community Hall Friday from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Tyler Smith Drake is survived by his parents, Terry J. Gander of Richland Center, and Ivan Drake of Arizona, a brother, Cody Klimpf and Brooke Bronstand, nephew, niece, grandmother Joan Smith, aunts and uncles, relatives and friends. Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30 of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Jessica and Jason Coe had a son, Jackson Ronald.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Kyle and Heather Dickey, Jim and Michelle Luxton, Bruce and Sarah Novak, Isaac and Caitlin Davison, Josh and Rochelle Cornell, Luke and Angie Tanner, and Andrew and Brittany Wirtz. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, certainly the summer-like pattern continues around the Midwest here with kind of a blocking pattern in place. High pressure is still parked over our region. Meanwhile, there's an area of disturbed weather across the northern plains, causing some spotty showers from Kansas all the way up through northwest Iowa through parts of southern Minnesota. That will hang just to the northwest of us over the next 36 hours. Eventually, though, that western system will nudge a little bit further east and bring us a chance of some scattered showers by Thursday night into Friday. That particular front will then stall out just south of us going into Saturday afternoon. Could keep a couple of scattered showers around. Low pressure will form down in the central plains and track northeast by Sunday and Monday. That could bring a large area of rain to the Midwest, so some heavier totals are possible at that point. Temperatures remaining above normal through early next week, but a gradual cooling trend as that rainfall starts to build up. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Mostly sunny and unseasonably warm with highs in the middle 80s. Wind from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear with good viewing of the harvest full supermoon with partial lunar eclipse. Low at 56 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny or partly cloudy, remaining quite warm. High near 84, southeast wind at 5 to 10. Heading into Thursday, partly sunny and warm once again. Low at 56, high about 83. 40% chance of showers coming up for later Thursday nights. Friday, rain and a few thundershowers likely through midday. then drying up with partial sunshine. Low 60, high near 82. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms. Low temperatures in the upper 50s, highs around 80. Sunday, mainly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, high 75. Cooler on Monday with some occasional rain and thunderstorms, heaviest in the morning, high 71. Hope you have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 85 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 86, our low this morning was 52. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 85. The record high for this date was set in 1955 at 92. The record low, 32, was set in 1966. Last year's high was 73 with a low of 51. Sunset tonight will be at 7:08. With sunrise tomorrow at 6:44. Currently in Richland Center, we have north-northwest winds at 5 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is down slightly to 29.99. Relative humidity is 35% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 85 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Today, another story of an on-farm hazard survivor on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When Jerry Nelson's manure pit pump jammed on his Volga, South Dakota dairy farm, he thought he'd climb down and free the jam quickly. As he did so, he started to feel dizzy.
I began to immediately climb out of the pit, and I was just about to the top. I could see the sky and I could hear the old tractor idling when everything just sort of faded to black.
Fortunately for Jerry, his father found him soon after and called 911. Nelson was rushed to a hospital in nearby Brookings and later airlifted to Sioux Falls.
When I got there, they discovered I had a collapsed lung, and they said I had the lung capacity of perhaps an infant at that time.
Hydrogen sulfide gas had damaged his lungs. Nelson spent 5 weeks in the hospital, much of it in intensive care. That was back in 1988.
Every day I wake up is a bonus. Every day is an extra day that, you know, because I was basically told I had almost no chance to live. If I can get someone out there to just think twice before they do this thing, Just a second's hesitation might be all it takes to save you from something like I've suffered.
You can find out more about Nelson's story online at tellingthestoryproject.org. And as National Farm Health and Safety Week continues, another survival story tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
State-specific livestock production requirements are having an impact on food prices. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Team up with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Advanced above-ground pest protection and winning yields. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says Proposition 12, the law requiring pork sold in California to be raised under strict guidelines, has caused a 19% increase in retail costs and a 21% increase in wholesale costs.
It is the California consumers that are end up paying for this.
Meyer says the cost increases go beyond what it costs to produce livestock.
It goes to the next level of making sure you have segmentation, and then it goes on to the next level in order to retail it to those California consumers.
Proposition 12 went into effect in January. Meyer was a speaker at the Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City. The coordinator of the Upper Midwest Agricultural Health and Safety Center suggests the farm yard should not be overlooked during National Farm Safety Week. Megan Shawso with the University of Minnesota tells Brownfield high visibility vests can help prevent accidents and recommends children have designated play areas.
Kids will see dad, uncle, mom come home and, you know, want to go meet them. And when they're growing up on farms, those are also workplaces. And so having, you know, designated spaces is also really important during this harvest season. The days are getting shorter. There's a lot of traffic.
She says harvest season is an appropriate time to highlight farm safety.
We know that it's a really high demand time of people's, you know, energy levels, your mental bandwidth and everything, especially on these farm families and also rural communities broadly. So I think talking about harvest safety this time of year is incredibly important for that reason.
Shawso says it's also timely because kids are back in school and they're often intermixed in the harvest process. An ag economist says he's concerned about weather challenges heading into fall. Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net says weather can be a critical factor for commodity markets.
We are very dry right now. I think rain at this point probably is not going to have a big impact on the crops, but it will have a big impact on the river system.
McCormick says levels are currently better than they were the last 2 years, but have been steadily declining this month. There are questions about how the outcome of the presidential election might impact ag policy. Compeer Financial Vice President of Legislative Affairs Perry Osnes says regulations are always top of mind for farmers.
What is the regulatory climate going to be to allow agriculture to prosper? So I think those are things to watch for.
He tells Brownfield the next president will be dealing with a lot of tax issues during their first year in office. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Jordan Berg of Granton High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Jordan is a three-sport athlete taking part in volleyball, hockey, and track and field, and loves the lessons that go with it.
I've had the opportunity to meet all sorts of different people. I've learned the value of hard work, perseverance.
She plans to make a career out of agriculture.
I love getting to tell people about it, getting to experience the different parts of it. Agriculture is really a strong part of who I am.
Jordan plans to run for Wisconsin FFA state office, and she wants to take a run at Allison Dairyland down the road.
To be Wisconsin's advocate for agriculture, to show people who don't know what agriculture is, what it actually stands for and what it is, but then to also be that voice for our agriculturalists, our farmers, our agronomists, people in the food service world, everybody. I want to be able to be that voice for them as well.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
For top quality post-frame buildings, see Burnham Lumber Company of Rui. Burnham's has been constructing buildings in the tri-state area since 1954. That's 70 years of building experience. Machine sheds, cattle sheds, freestall and amp, parlor setups, garages, insulated shops, storage and commercial buildings, residential shouses, and much more, all built to your exact needs. Call 943-6323 today to schedule your construction project. Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, recognized by the NFBA and the FBA as an accredited post-frame builder.
Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a typically quiet start to Tuesday. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Show lists this week are mixed. Higher in Texas, but lower in Kansas and Nebraska and Colorado. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until midweek or later. Box beef is mixed at midday with late to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice down 89 cents at $303.68. Select is 35 cents higher at $292.49. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, compared to last week, feeder steers under 650 pounds are steady to $8 lower, while heavier weights sold $2 to $6 higher. Feeder heifers were steady to $5 higher. The USDA says supply was heavy with very good demand. Receipts were down on the week but up on the year. Medium and large one feeder steers, 704 to 744 pounds, brought $244 to $264. Feeder steers, 851 to 896 pounds, brought $228 to $238. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 802 to 842 pounds, brought $218 to $225.75. Cash hogs are higher at midday with strong negotiated purchases. Business had a solid start to the week, and that momentum has carried over into today. Processors have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts and are bidding up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market continues to be a bright spot, providing significant price support. Long-term concerns are lingering about domestic demand. Pork supplies are plentiful, and the industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Director up $1.74 with a weighted average of $75.74. No comparisons at the Iowa, Minnesota, or the Western Corn Belt, but a weighted average of $76.74. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $53 to $65. Bears and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were weak at midday, down 27 cents at $93.95. Ribs, butts, loins, and hams were all lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
What do you want from an ag lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making and values relationships. And when your farm faces financial challenges, someone who looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here for you." Find what you're looking for at Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial, here for you. Let's work together. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Brownfield Market Updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Timsek Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped at $170 a ton and large rounds topped at $110 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Trucks, car, guns, ammunition, reloading supplies, traps, beer signs, brand new tools, household, and much more. Online only ending September 18th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call at 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsekauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
We'll be right back.
soybeans, cattle and hogs are up. Corn is mostly higher. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. Signs focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition. It's why they've released more Enlist T3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher on fund and technical buying. Beans are watching weather as warm and dry conditions have advanced crop maturity and accelerated harvest. On Monday, the USDA reported soybean conditions slipped slightly. November beans up 3/4 at 10.05 1/4. January beans up 1 1/4 at 10.24 3/4. Corn is mostly higher on fund and technical buying. Corn conditions improved to 65% good to excellent, and 9% of the crop is harvested, which is ahead of average. Corn is also watching weather. December corn up 1/4 at 4.11. March corn up 0.5 at 4.29 3/4. The wheat complex is mixed on spread trade. Spring wheat harvest is 92% complete, and winter wheat is 14% planted. Paris milling wheat was higher Tuesday, and traders continue to monitor dry weather in parts of Russia, Ukraine, the southern plains in the U.S., and other parts of the world. In Chicago, December wheat down 3 1/4 at 5.75 1/4. March wheat down 2 1/4 at 5.95 1/4. In Kansas City, December wheat's down 0.5 at 5.80, and in Minneapolis, December wheat's up 3 1/4 at 6.23. Live and feeder cattle are up ahead of the week's direct business and Friday's on feed numbers. Box beef was mixed at midday. October live's up 170 at 178.92. December live's up 162 at 179.97. October feeders are up 210 at 241.10. Hogs are higher on the strength in the cash market and demand optimism. Midwest butcher hogs are steady and national direct business was higher at midday. October lean hogs up 182 at 81.75. December lean hogs up 160 at 73.77. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Breakfast helps you perform better. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Studies show that students who eat breakfast perform better in school. Jessica Castle, a registered dietitian with the St. Louis Dairy Council, explains why dairy products are an excellent fit for breakfast.
Really, it comes down to that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. So if you're a student and you have a test first hour, you haven't had anything to eat or drink, it's going to be really hard for you to focus and to get through that test. So, you know, families should focus on making small changes that make breakfast happen for them. And you can always rely on school lunches or school meals as well. Breakfast is served in school, so that can help out families. But when you look to dairy, especially chocolate milk or white milk, it's hydrating and it's going to give you those 13 essential nutrients that in every cup of milk. And you're going to get calcium and vitamin D to support bone growth. You're going to get a plethora of B vitamins to help with energy production. You're getting quality protein. And then you're getting other micronutrients like potassium, selenium, zinc. All of those help us perform better throughout the day.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Whipple's famous. At Whipple's Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wiffles Hybrids.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. A really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.